Hey, it's Gina Stevens. Welcome to Belwah Radio, where we bring you digital marketing tips, expert interviews, and industry news for community media, community radio, and independent media. Visit our website at belwahmedia.com.
Thank you for joining me here on Belwah Radio. My name is Gina Stevens, and I am your host. If you're used to listening to Belwah Radio's episodes, we usually like to do these in about 10 minutes because we know you're pretty busy. You have a lot of things to do with your day. You're all very busy professionals. So we're going to try to get this done in about 10 minutes. So today's episode is about improving your nonprofit organization's sustainability using strategic community management. So we know nonprofits typically have very limited resources, time, money, people. So you're going to address how you can address some of those challenges using community management. So addressing the community outreach challenge, okay, because typically you have a community outreach challenge when you have limited time, limited money, limited resources, correct? Limited time, limited money, limited people. Addressing the community outreach challenge. Money might solve your nonprofit's outreach challenge, but putting money, whatever money you have available, to its most effective use can be an even greater challenge, right? So instead of drowning in those concerns about the lack of financial resources, nonprofits can use what you have currently available to form a strategic strategy that creates community support. So what are you going to do? So you're going to take whatever current money you have, and you're going to create a strategy that creates community support. So here are a few quick tips to get you started. One, build strategic partnerships. Focus on negotiating, building, and maintaining partnerships with community organizations that are most effective and meaningful for your organization. Identify key allies and maintain mutually beneficial relationships. One of the things I've noticed that nonprofits will do sometimes is they'll often establish partnerships with organizations, and they're not always exactly mutually beneficial. So you want to focus on building mutually beneficial partnerships. That's something that anyone who's been in on any of my webinars, they've sat in on any of my workshops and presentations, they've heard me say it a million times. When I say partnerships, I always say mutually beneficial partnerships. Number two, use effective outreach strategies. Enhancing your relationships with community members provides a framework for developing strategies that engage the broader community in supporting your organization's mission. Number three, craft clear communication. Establish the steps that are necessary to develop and disperse messaging that will help your audience clearly understand your mission, goals, and strategy. Keep these messages relevant, simple, clear, and concise. One of the issues I've noticed is that a lot of nonprofits don't actually have a written strategy. They don't actually have a written communication strategy. You will need to actually write that down so you can actually keep your message clear and concise. Without a written strategy, the message often gets very watered down. You have nothing to refer back to, so you have to write this down. It's important for nonprofit management to remember that community can refer to any group of people who share a connection with or they're interested in the services provided by the state, by your nonprofit organization. So when I say community, I don't just mean the community in your area. I mean anyone or any group of people who share a connection with or they have an interest in the services provided by your nonprofit organization. So we're going to talk a little bit about utilizing tech tools for your community outreach. Many of the tech tools that are available to nonprofits can be used for free or at a very low cost. So when I hear, oh, we're very low on time, money, and people. Well, we're going to address that because you can utilize tech tools that are often free or at a very low cost. These tools help facilitate the engagement within a community that is crucial for effective community outreach. Talk a little bit about some of those tools. Community Remarks. Now, Community Remarks is map-based and crowdsourced commenting tool that encourages community dialogue and it collects feedback. So this is free. It's called Community Remarks. The next one is called Neighborland. Okay, Neighborland. It's an online forum that encourages civic leaders to participate in community discussions. That's called Neighborland, okay? The next one is called All Our Ideas. That is crowdsourced research collected through surveys. All Our Ideas. Now, I'm just kind of giving you a few. You can go online and you can search for these. They're all either free or extremely low cost. The next one is called Public Stuff. It's a communication system that allows city residents to report community concerns. Again, it's called Public Stuff. Regardless of the outreach tool you use, remember to establish goals for each of these tools. Measure the effectiveness of each tool in relation to reaching each goal, and measure how effective the tool is in targeting a specific group in your community. And you may want to use a different tool for different goals in different communities. So whatever tool you use, measure how effective it is and measure how effective it is and measure how useful it is in targeting each particular group. Because even if it's free or low cost, if it's wasting your time, then it really isn't all that free, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about using social media for community management. Community management utilizes social media as a give-and-take platform to engage users with each other and with your nonprofit. So again, community management utilizes social media as a give-and-take platform to engage users with each other and with your nonprofit. So in a Forbes article, author Jason Demers defines community management as the process of making a community stronger by attracting new people to a community, reaching out to older or inactive community members to bring them back into the fold, or giving more opportunities for current community participants to engage with one another. So successful community management includes three key elements: defining your community's shared values, empowering community members, and measuring community members' behavior and actions. So I'll say those three again. One, successful community management includes three key elements. One, defining your community's shared values. Empowering community members is number two. And number three is measuring community members' behaviors and actions. So community management's goal is to grow an overall brand in the community by creating real value with your community members. Social media is a useful and necessary tool that allows nonprofits to strategically create and disperse content across a variety of marketing channels. So how is this going to improve your nonprofit's sustainability using strategic community management? By being able to improve your community outreach, what you do is you maintain your relationship with your community members. You keep your nonprofit front and center with your community. You are building your social capital with your community by maintaining your outreach. You're building brand advocates, and you're keeping people deeply involved with your nonprofit. That makes it extremely easy or easier to be able to go to people when you do need to do your ask during your fundraising, during that time of the year when you're doing your fundraising. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up. I like to keep these podcast under 10 minutes. Thank you again for joining me here on Bell Law Radio. And my name is Gina Stevens.